Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. We're glad you've joined us to listen to a message from our pastor, Ashley Ellison. We believe God's Word is powerful and that it can be applied to our lives so we may live victoriously. Let's join Pastor Ashley now as he shares the Word with us.
How cool would it be that we started holding the cross responsible for our life, for everything that's happened, knowing that it actually took care of everything that happened. The cross is where everything was taken care of to give us new life. It identifies us different than whatever you've been holding responsible for, giving you the life that you have. Through his blood shed on the cross, Jesus paid the penalty of sin, and he satisfied the demand of divine justice, reconciling you and I to God. He defeated everything in your life that's held you down, that you keep blaming. See, the life you have now is better because he took the blame that was due you and I. You're not condemned. You have a better life available. He defeated all of that junk by dying in your place, so you no longer live by the effects that sin has caused upon your life. All based on the cross. Colossians 2 verse 13 says, "You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. And then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities that we've been blaming everything on, and he shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross." Boy, you ask why we celebrate. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and we can live for what is right. By his wounds, it says, you are healed. Healed from the effects, the economic class that you were born into, the parents that you had, the pain that you're in because this happened physically or emotionally. Come on, church. Healing is yours today because of Jesus. We're dead to sin and able to live for what is right because he carried them on the cross. Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Pastor, I just feel like today I'm just under a curse. I want you to know today, not anymore. See, we got to quit saying that. I'm not under any curse. He took the curse for us on the cross. What you used to blame for where you are, come on, now the cross is taken. It's taken care of that for you. But I've been rescued. I've been set free. There's a new man where the old man used to be. So if I cry when I start talking, about the power of Jesus' name, I only have the cross to blame. I only have the cross to blame. Did you get that today? The story of Easter changed all of our lives. Matthew, John, and Luke shared it in Scripture. And I want to read their words today. From each one of them, they said different parts of this. They brought the donkey and the colt to him, threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in highest heavens." Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priest and asked, How much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you? And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. Jesus said, as you go into the city, he told them, you'll see a certain man. Tell him, the teacher says, my time has come, and I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your house. Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, sit here while I go over there to pray. He went on a little farther and bowed his face to the ground, praying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Very early in the morning, the leading priests and the elders of the people met again to lay plans for putting Jesus to death. Then they bound him, they led him away, and took him to Pilate, the Roman governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, realized that Jesus had been condemned to die, he was filled with remorse. So he took the 30 pieces of silver back to the leading priests and the elders. I have sinned, he declared, for I have betrayed an innocent man. What do we care? They retorted. That's your problem. Then Judas threw the silver coins down in the temple, and he went out and hanged himself. John said when they saw him, the leading priests and temple guards began shouting, crucify him, crucify him. When they were finally tired of mocking him, they took off the robe and put his clothes on him again. Then they led him away to be crucified. On the cross, John said, Jesus said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And Christian Ministries, our vision this year, Jesus shouted again and he released his spirit. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. Come on. See, God's people don't stay dead after the resurrection. We have new life. This is our vision this year. See, Jesus ushered in the new covenant. He was then prepared for burial and buried. Luke says, but very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified, bowed with their faces to the ground, and the men asked, where are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. You remember when he told you back in Galilee that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and that he would rise again on the third day? Then they remembered he had said this and they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. Come on, that's why we're here today. We're still telling everyone what happened the day that Jesus was crucified, the day that he was buried, and come on, the day that he rose again. That is what we're doing here today. We're telling everyone that we serve and we celebrate a risen Savior. I pray today that each one of us are so thankful for the cross and what he did on the cross that we couldn't do. What he did was not just a religious ritual. Don't make church that. What he did was not a religious ritual. I pray today what he did in your life today, you're celebrating it not as a religious ritual, but that it really did happen for you and I. It made a difference. And that we would have, because it did happen, a right response. And that's to accept the gift that he gave us by dying in our place and raising to new life so that we would be raised to a new life. To die to our old way, to allow Jesus and what he did on the cross to take the penalty and accept him today. Come on, accept him as Lord and Savior of your life and live forever grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, that is our response.
Thank you for being a part of our podcast today. You will find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There is a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.